Today is the 27th of November 2021, a Saturday, and we are all gathered here for the ninth session for Mindfulness for Beginners in English. I would like to warmly welcome, with permission to speak Bhante's name, Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero, to today's session. In addition to that, I would like to welcome all the participants joining via Zoom and Mixlr technologies. I would also like to firstly invite Venerable Bhante to kindly commence with the session today, starting off with our brief practice of mindfulness as the first step on this session. Over to you, Bhante. Thank you.
Namanta, can you hear me?
Yes, Bhante, I can hear you.
Okay, let's start. Dear Dhamma friends, today again we are connected here for another session. So we will start with a few minutes of practice. Today I thought of doing a sitting session for a few minutes. And this way of practice may be new to some of you. Let's call it monkey mind practice. So this term, some of you might have heard before. So today we are going to do a monkey mind practice during our sitting session. Initially, make sure that you are comfortable, and once you are sure, you can close your eyes and just be aware that you are sitting. Now you are seated comfortably and you have comfort in your seat. Your eyes are closed. Now, instead of doing anything with our mind, we will just let the mind flow naturally. Let it flow where it wishes and try to observe this movement. Try to observe this flow of your mind. Instead of controlling anything, we let it run wild, like a monkey, and we just try to catch its movements. Maybe it will jump to various sounds. Maybe to thoughts, different emotions, urges. Just notice this movement. If it is with a sound, become aware that your attention is with the sound. If it is with a thought, become aware that your attention is with the thought. If it comes to bodily sensations, become aware that you have your attention with bodily sensations. So this way we are going to let it run wild and calmly observe. So you don't have to put so much effort. Instead, you just sit back and relax while observing this movement. You may feel sleepy or some pain in your body. Whatever you feel, that's fine. Just be the observer. Again and again, it will jump here and there. Just notice that movement. Maybe you will feel that you are missing some parts. You can't catch all the movements of this monkey mind. But that is fine. You can just observe what you are able to. Just observe what you can notice. So in this manner, we will try and sit for a few more minutes. Okay, now we will open our eyes slowly. That's about 15 minutes of sitting practice that we did. And with that, we can move to the next part of our session.
Thank you for that, Bhante. And the next part of our session would be to briefly go through the guide to mindfulness, beginner's guide. So we would share that on screen now, and you can see that in screen. And also in the chat section in Zoom, the details will be posted there by now. So the first step in the starting of mindfulness practice would be to go through the instruction videos on YouTube, and you can gain some familiarity with regards to mindful walking. And then the second video is there in similar format for mindful sitting. And once you have gained a fairly good idea of the concepts, you can start practicing mindful walking, probably for about 20 minutes as a start, and then you can increase it as you progress to up to 1 hour. And then once you complete a session of mindful walking, you can move on to mindful sitting. Again, you can start this by around 20 minutes of duration initially, and then progress further into a 1 hour of duration when time and your enthusiasm allows you to. And once you do this for several days, you can start writing the reports. You would usually advise to get about 2 hours of duration in each practice for you to start writing the reports. Reports are very nice and essential. That sums down your thoughts into onto paper. It helps your practice in a reverse manner. So you can write your details on mindful walking with regards to how you felt the body movement, subtle sensations of your feet, or how you felt thoughts coming in and maybe distracting you. You can sum that all up in your own words and put it into a report in your own style. And then with regards to mindful sitting, you can do the same thing. You can describe how you felt the breath coming in and going out, and then if you felt any bodily sensations during the sessions, and then put that into the into written format. And you can email those to us either through the Google form or the email, which is beginnersnv@gmail.com. and after that, once we receive your reports, you can hear Bhante's further advice during session, where we present all the reports to Bhante verbally, and Bhante will advise further. This is a session that will be held every Saturday for everyone's benefit, and you can log in through Zoom or MixLR, it's your preference, and then continue to develop mindfulness practice. So that is the basic summary of how to start up with mindfulness practice. The next agenda item on our session is to read out the reflection reports received for today. I would like to invite Anupama to start reading the reports for today. Thank you, Anupama.
Thank you, Namanta. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
All right, thank you. Avasarai Bhante. We have one report to read today, which I will commence now. It's on walking meditation and sitting meditation. Walking meditation. Walked on tiled floor. First walking, noting right, left, and then lifting, moving, placing. The change occurred spontaneously and noted the pace changing, becoming slightly slower. Sounds heard, not distracting. Observed them becoming louder as time passed, as traffic was building up. Hand noted to move once to scratch left eyebrow. noticed her touching face soon after that. But mind came straight back to feet. The hardness of the heel and floor compared to toes were observed. The slight wobble when foot was being lifted and the changes of how balance was established noted. It was different even in each foot. A couple of times needing to stretch leg out to prevent falling. The changes and difference in temperature, warmer in the sole compared to upper part of foot observed. The cool air on the sole when lifting noted. The uneven areas of the floor, parts of foot not touching floor, and change in incline of floor detected. Thoughts came and went, but automatically came back to feet. On a few occasions, the thought proliferated, but these were still short, and mind aware of this and brought, came back to feet. Not too distracting. Walked for 1 hour. So that is the end of the report for the walking meditation. I will now move on to the sitting meditation. Primary object, watching breath. In breath was colder and longer. Prominent first in right nostril and after a while in the left. The breath broke up, then disappeared and reappeared. Was very subtle, shallow and slow. When thoughts appeared and proliferated at the start and slightly distracting, but came back to breath spontaneously. Very peaceful feeling. There were no thoughts this time, just peaceful. Other times, thoughts arose and passed. Pain noted at end of session, but not distracting. Kept mind on breath. Meditation for 1 hour. Session felt short and surprised when alarm went. With much gratitude for your guidance, Bhante, and to the organizers. May you all achieve nirvana in this very life. End of report, Bhante.
Okay, so it's a pleasure to hear such reports. You have a lot of valuable details and you are blissful about the practice. There's no worry, no questions. So that's a very good sign that you are grasping the practice properly and you are progressing. So there's no need to ask questions. Even the people listening, they can feel that there is no need. And in your mind also, there's no question. Whatever comes, it goes away. With time, with patience, if you just observe, you can see that thoughts are coming and disappearing after a while. The sounds are coming and disappearing after a while. There's no need to worry about them. Instead, just let them come and go. And when you allow that, you are blissful. Imagine if you think that there shouldn't be vehicle sounds, if you think that there shouldn't be any thoughts, then you are creating a struggle. You are trying to fight this surrounding. You can't meditate. But when you accept the surrounding, when you accept the thoughts, when you accept the sounds, then it is much easier and it is flowing naturally. So that's the way of practice. And in your report, you are mentioning that there was a need to scratch your head, and you did it in a mindful manner. You noticed the sensations. And after that, you continued with your meditation. So when you know that you can do other activities mindfully, as long as you are doing it mindfully, there's no distraction. And your meditation continues. So even after doing the walking and sitting, you can continue your meditation as long as you are awake. As long as you are living, you can continue your meditation. So that is why we are saying meditation is living. If you live in the present moment, you are meditating. If you are meditating, you live in the present moment. So there is no need to stop your meditation at the end of the sitting session. Instead, you can just continue that way. You can't sit or walk for the entire day, but whatever the activity that you are doing, you can continue this mindfulness, this awareness. Maybe you are reading something, you can become aware that I am reading. Maybe you are talking to somebody. Maybe you are listening to somebody. So you can just become aware. Usually people, they don't listen. Even to the closest family members, they keep one eye on the phone and just appear to be listening. No wonder there are so many problems in families. So if you can give attention to somebody, maybe for a few minutes, that's a precious gift that you can give. Because attention is very hard to find, especially attention from the people that are really close to you. So with practice, we try to embrace this quality in our mind. Whatever the activity that we are doing, we try to do it with awareness. We try to do it wholeheartedly. And throughout the day, you are meditating. There's no end to your meditation, because now you know that whatever the activity that you do, if you do with attention, do with awareness, you are meditating. So with time, your mind becomes blissful and peaceful. Even it is a bliss to hear your comments about the meditation, because you are progressing in that direction. Even the people that are gathered here, when they hear your report, they feel blissful, calm, and happy. So that same vibration that we have to develop as a group. And when you do that, you can feel that even the surrounding people, they seem to be meditating. Even the next door neighbor seems to be meditating. Even the people at work seems to be meditating. What is happening? Your mind is changing. Your reactions are changing. So you feel like the entire world is meditating with me. Even my next door neighbor is meditating with me. Even people at work, they are meditating with me. Your responses, your reactions are changing with time when you accept this nature of the mind. So with time, you can see that your character is changing. Earlier I was reacting to small matters. Now I am not reacting. Earlier, I was storytelling, creating so much confusion in my mind. Now, not so much. Earlier, I had so much stress after a work day. Now, even after 8 hours of work, I feel fresh. So that's the change we want to develop. And that is a change inside, not a change outside. But when you change inside, you feel that even the world is changed. Even the neighbors are meditating, you feel like that. But the change is inside you, inside your mind. With time, you're accepting this blissful nature. So what we suggest is that continue your practice and continue to report. So it will help both yourself as well as the group.
Thank you, Bhante, for those very helpful and wise words. Next, we do have the question and answer session. So if anyone has any questions or queries they would like to clarify now, please raise your hand via Zoom, and then we will invite you to unmute yourself so Bhante can answer your query. I'll just give a few, maybe 30 seconds or so to give everyone a chance. I can see one hand raised. It's Gihanta. Gihanta, if you could kindly unmute yourself and ask your question, please.
Thank you, Anupama. Bhante, the question does not relate to mindfulness practice itself, but I have this question. If it is appropriate, kindly answer, otherwise I understand. The question is related in some ways to the question I raised during the last week's session as well. So generally in our life, we seek happiness and sort of satisfaction through sensory contact. So generally it's around touch, sight, smell, sound, and thoughts. So that's how we normally acquire pleasure or happiness. In the Buddhist practice, like when we listen to the report, the fulfillment and the stillness and the happiness comes more from mental absorption and stillness, not sensory contact, like we normally see in the world today, generally, most of the time. So I would like, Bhante, your thoughts on why the mental absorption is considered to be superior or better. I have a sense of it. I think we all do. But I think you know, your reflections usually provide a lot of clarity. And the this way goes counter to the general way the world works, which is very focused on sensory contact. Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, so your question is related to meditation. So this is the foundation for meditation. When you feel the worldly ways, they go after sense pleasure. That is common. You can see it everywhere. And that way they think they can be satisfied and they can find happiness. But when it comes to the practice, you have used the word mental absorption, but that's also not true. Instead, we are practicing mindfulness. So with mindfulness, the idea is to become aware of this, of the true nature of your mind. Not the mind objects. So when it comes to sense pleasure, mind objects are related. So you see something pleasurable with your eyes. So that's a mind object that come to your mind. When a mind object come to your mind, your mind get moved. Maybe it'll go into a positive direction, which we call as pleasure. Maybe it'll go into a negative direction, which we call as pain. But that is just mind experiencing these mind objects. So when there is pleasure, there is pain. When there is pain, with that comes pleasure. So it's like two sides of a coin. Or even some teachers, they give an example of a snake. When it comes to the head of the snake, you know that it is dangerous. It is poisonous. So you are a bit cautious about the head. So that's more like pain. But when it comes to tail, you feel like it is not so risky. You feel like there is no poison. So tail is identified as pleasure. So most people, they try to get rid of the head and try to hold on to the tail. But what happens? With time, the snake will turn around and bite you. So you can't have pleasure without pain. So this way of practice, it is not mental absorption. Instead, we are trying to identify the true nature of our mind. Usually, whatever comes to your mind as mind objects, you identify as your mind. But that is not true. Your mind is much deeper than the mind objects. So with practice, we try to identify this true potential of our mind. And that will lead you to be truly blissful. Because if you go after sense pleasure, then of course that'll bring you pain as well. Whatever the things you have gathered in your life, there's a death to those things. Maybe your family, maybe vehicles, maybe various fortunes. But there'll be a day that you have to accept their death. When that happens, imagine the pain that you have to go through. So that's pain versus pleasure. Always pleasure come with pain and pain come with pleasure. So if you let go of both, that was our topic last week as well. If you let go of both, then your mind is not moved by the objects. Instead, you identify the true nature of your mind, and that is real peace that you can achieve. That is really real blissfulness that you can achieve. So these questions, analyzing through questions, won't work. You have to experience for yourself. That is why I think some time back I asked from you to submit a report. If you do it for a few weeks, it won't take long. Even some people, the beginners, new practitioners to mindfulness, after 3 weeks, they are telling that I have done this for 3 weeks and this is my result. I feel so happy and blissful. There are problems in my life. There are issues, but still I feel happy. There's no change in the outside world, but still I feel happy because your mind is accepting the true nature of the mind, not the mind objects, but the true nature, the deep reality in your mind. So when you accept that, your mind is not moved by the object so much. And that is the source of true happiness or blissfulness. So try and see if you can spend a few hours practicing. Formal practice is important because you have to train your mind a little bit. Otherwise, you identify that day-to-day life, you can't be mindful. You make a determination to be mindful for a few seconds and it goes away. Even after a few hours, you realize that you made this determination. So instead, if you do formal practice, it is like training your mind, training for the battle in day-to-day life. And that way you have to approach and try introducing it to your day-to-day schedule, maybe like 20 minutes of sitting, 20 minutes of walking, as Namantha mentioned initially. And with that, if you continue for 3 or 4 weeks, then you can realize for yourself. So that's my idea.
Thank you, Bhante.
Thank you, Bhante. We have a little bit more time if anybody wants to ask any questions from Bhante. I don't see any hands raised, so I will conclude the question and answer session for today. I'm handing over to Namantha now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anupama, for conducting the Q&A session. And also, thank you very much, Bhante, for details and insight on furthering our practice in this manner. So the next item in our session would be for the talk on Dhamma. I would like to invite Venerable Bhante to commence with the talk for today's session. Thank you, Bhante.
Dear Dhamma friends, today I thought of talking about this monkey mind because that was our approach to practice today. So with that, I thought of talking about this monkey mind a little bit. So everybody got one. There's no need to search outside. Instead, if you just look within, you will find this monkey in action. And what is the nature of a monkey? If you think just outside monkey, if you observe for a few minutes, you can identify the nature of the monkey. It has unnecessary movements and it is always imitating. So that's the way of monkeys. And we, the great ape, once were monkeys. So Charles Darwin is saying that we were all monkeys, but our tail fell out. Our tail fell out, but the monkey, he's asking. So although there is no tail, the monkey is still inside. The monkey mind we call. So this mind is always having unnecessary movements, imitating, commentary, storytelling, urges, all these things are there. Although people appear to be very calm and peaceful, their minds are not. Imagine if you can see that movement to the outside, what type of a world this would be. Fortunately, we can't see that movement. We can't see how they are thinking. If you can see, it'll be a crazy world. Because everybody is jumping here and there. Everybody is, you know, trying to imitate. Everybody is jealous. Everybody is having various feelings, anger, lust, all these things. So it'll be like truly living among monkeys. So when it comes to this monkey mind, you have to let go of this nature. This nature of a monkey in your mind. Usually your mind is there. When a mind object come to your mind get moved. According to that movement, sometimes you are imitating. Sometimes you feel jealous. Sometimes you feel angry. Those are results of that movement of your mind. So whenever a mind object come to your mind, as a result, you become a monkey. As a result, you react. Some people, they have anger issues. Imagine when they are angry, how they are reacting. Truly like a monkey, they are reacting. Some people have lust issues. So that's another way of, like a monkey, they are reacting. So these things, they are mind objects that we experience in our mind. And according to them, we feel pleasure or pain or some other sensation. And our reactions are making us monkeys. So if you truly want to become a human, you have to tame this monkey inside you. You have to train this monkey. But most of the people, they don't know how to train. They don't know how to tame this monkey. They think if they restrict this monkey, if they cage this monkey, then that will help to tame or train this monkey. But as soon as you cage it, as soon as you restrict its movement, this monkey is becoming even crazier. The movements are increasing more and more. It is trying to imitate more and more, storytelling more and more. So caging won't work. Restricting won't work. Instead, there is a wiser approach to tame this monkey. What is the wiser approach? The approach we took today during our sitting session. We are letting it flow naturally. Let the monkey run wild and just become the observer. With that freedom, you feel like it is running even harder. You feel like it is going further and further. But if you patiently wait for a while, you realize since you are showing no interest in going after the monkey, with time, this monkey is returning to the home again. What is the home? Your body. If you try to put it there, if you try to cage it there, then it will not stay. But if you let it free, if you let it run wild for a while, then you realize after jumping into so many thoughts, after going after so many sounds, this monkey is naturally returning to your body. Even though it returns, there's no guarantee that it will stay forever. It will again jump here and there. It will again go. But again, after a while, return to your body. So this is the proper way to tame this monkey. You are letting it free, but keeping an eye. instead of just forgetting and, you know, not paying attention, you are keeping an eye. You are acting like a wise parent. Wise parents, they don't restrict their children. Instead, they let them stay freely, let them play freely, but keeping an eye. They don't completely ignore their children. They are not restricting, they are not ignoring. Instead, they just let them work freely and keeping an eye. So it appears like parent is not paying attention, but truly inside his mind, he is keeping an eye on the child. So that way, if you do with this monkey mind, then you find the real way to tame this monkey. You are observing its movement. Maybe it will go to thoughts. Maybe past incidents may come, mental images. According to these objects, you feel pain or pleasure. But still, without trying to control, you just become the observer. You just let it flow naturally, and you just become the observer. Sometimes pain will appear. Sometimes sounds from the surrounding, sometimes things that you see again and again, you might get lost. But again and again, you can practice this awareness. When you do that, you realize, even after a few weeks of practice, you realize that although the mind is jumping here and there, my mind is not so much moved by them. I don't feel so much pleasure or pain as I used to. Instead, you feel that you have some kind of a peaceful nature in your mind. That peace or that happiness is not from sense pleasure, as we usually think. That peace, that happiness comes from understanding the true nature of your mind. So various objects come into your mind, and according to them, your mind get moved. But with time, when you practice more and more, in a way, it is fun to observe this movement because there is no so much difficulty, no need of so much effort. Instead, you just sit back and observe this movement of your mind. So various things will come. It is like improvisation in music. There's no fixed play. Instead, it is changing. It's like whatever the players want, they are playing. It's like jazz. So pleasurable to hear, because there is no fixed play. You feel like there's this music inside your mind that you can calmly observe. Nature's orchestra is playing inside your mind. Thoughts will come, sounds will come, various ideas, mental images will come, sights will come. You just become the observer. Without rejecting anything, without fighting against anything, you just become the observer. there might be occasions that when difficult things comes to your mind, maybe past trauma, past incidents, you feel so much stress. You feel sadness in your mind. You feel like you want to cry. But still, if you keep observing, keep watching your mind, after a while, those things will disappear. Short term, they might come again and again. But with time, you realize that they are fading away. And you are becoming more and more blissful. So this bliss is coming from deep inside your mind, not from the mind objects, not from that movement which is painful or pleasurable. Instead, this blissful nature is coming from your true nature, from the true nature of your mind. That nature you can't put into words. That nature you can't explain to somebody. Instead, you have to experience for yourself. So your mind is not getting moved by the mind objects. Instead, it is accepting the true nature of mind. Initially, we thought that our mind is mind objects. Initially, we thought that the mind objects represent our mind. But now you are identifying that your mind is much, much deeper. Your mind is only reflected when you get mind objects. But that true nature is always there. So it's like space. There is light everywhere. But unless there is an object, you can't see that light. Reflection happens only when there is an object. Similarly, in your mind also, your mind is reflected when a mind object comes to your mind. It is reflected as for the pain or pleasure you experience due to mind objects. But with practice, with this awareness that you are understanding more and more, you are experiencing more and more the true nature. My mind is like space. There's no limit. It is vast. And you are embracing that nature in your mind. So this practice is towards that. When you do it again and again, you can realize this true nature. Of course, we start our practice based on somebody else's words. That is our encouragement towards practice. But the person who is practicing, within a few weeks, they can realize for themselves. They can feel this peace in their mind. And that peace is not from the mind objects. If you get peace from mind object, if you get happiness from mind objects, that won't last. This peace is from understanding the true nature of mind, true depth of your mind. And that understanding will be there with you forever. Even temporary, you feel like it is gone, but it will be always there. And you will feel like that it is helping me day and night. It is staying with me day and night like a good friend. Whenever you are in trouble, it is coming to help you. You have this oasis, and you can have the refuge of that. Although the society tries to hurt you, blame you, other people do various things, still you are not so much moved by those incidents. So this practice is guiding you towards the real peace, real happiness. So I invite all of you to start practicing. Spend maybe about 20 minutes of sitting, maybe about 20 minutes of walking for a few weeks. And when you realize on your own, then you will definitely create time for the practice. So time is a created thing. So if you say you don't have time, in other words, you are saying it is not important. If it is important, you always create time. So once you experience this true bliss, true peace coming from the practice, you will definitely create time for practice and it will be a part of your day-to-day schedule. So with that comment, I invite all of you to continue your practice and continue to share with the group.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for the talk for today's session. So to summarize, we followed through on 10 minutes of mindful practice during session, mindful sitting. And then we went through the Q&A session with Bhante answering the report submitted for today and also a verbal question. And then followed on with the talk for today's session. And Bhante's advice was on creating time and prioritizing mindful practice when we can. Thank you for that insightful advice, Bhante. I would like to thank Bhante, with permission to speak Bhante's name, Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero, on behalf of all organizers and all participants for the time and effort taken from Bhante's valued own practice. Much merits to Bhante. I would also like to pay special gratitude to Most Venerable Bhante Dhammajiva Mahathero for the advice and support to initiate this program, which is a program that we have come to recognize as a valuable source of insight for us to proceed further on a track of mindfulness. So apart from that, I would also like to thank the organizers for their efforts in initiating the program as well as for continuing on with the program, and also the participants. You have been of tremendous support to us all by participating in the session and expressing your keen enthusiasm to go on with this program. So I invite all of you to keep developing the skills of mindfulness as per Bhante's advice during session, and keep reporting practice reports so that we can have Bhante providing you advice and feedback continuously throughout the sessions in future. So with this, the session is over for today, and I would like to ask if anyone has any questions or comments or any feedback to share with us. You can raise a Zoom hand and we will allow you to speak up and express your statement or question. I'll give you about 1 minute to raise Zoom hand, and yes, you can speak. Okay, I think there are no particular questions being raised. So I would move to announcements, and I would share my screen. Okay, you can see the Nisaranamane Forest Monastery website on internet. It is www.nisarana.lk. If you have some free time, you can visit the website, gain some further knowledge on this website, and try to understand any activities that you can participate in, and you can start participating for further progress. And then there's a Satipasala organization, which is another fabulous initiative from the Forest Monastery. And you can go onto the website www.satipasala.org and try to see the programs and any sessions that are listed on the website, and gain familiarity with start participating in this organization's activities, which is to further mindfulness in people of all walks of life. So those are the two main announcements I had to make. I will stop sharing the screen now. All right. Okay, so with that concluded, the 9th session on mindfulness is finishing up for today. I would like to thank all of you, and also mention specifically that I wish on behalf of all organizers, I wish that all of you would be having a great week ahead, spending mindfully, developing your practice, and we can meet next Saturday on the same program session to further develop ourselves. Thank you very much for participating today.